And I want to welcome you to the I Want to Know More podcast for this week. On the podcast this week, we're going to 2 Samuel chapter number 19. 2 Samuel chapter 19, and we're going to begin reading down at verse number 16. 2 Samuel 19, 16. And Shimei, the son of Gera, a Benjamite, which was of Bahurim, hasted and came down with the men of Judah to meet King David. And there were 1,000 men of Benjamin with him, and Ziba, the servant of the house of Saul, and his 15 sons, and his 20 servants with him, and they went over Jordan before the king. And there went over a ferry boat to carry over the king's household, and to do what he thought good. And Shimei, the son of Gera, fell down before the king as he was come over Jordan, and said unto the king, Let not my lord impute iniquity unto me, neither do thou remember that which thy servant did perversely the day that my lord the king went out of Jerusalem, that the king should take it to his heart. For thy servant doth know that I have sinned. Therefore, behold, I am come the first this day of all the house of Joseph to go down to meet my lord the king. All right, we're going to stop there. We'll get with Abishai's response here in a little bit. All right, back in chapter number 16, as David was leaving Jerusalem, this same man, Shimei, son of Gera, a Benjamite, he threw rocks at David. He cursed him. He said, you're getting what you deserve because you have a bloody house. The blood of Saul is upon you. He was just all over him. And no, David was not guilty of killing Saul. In fact, David had very specifically not harmed Saul when he had the opportunity. He said, who am I to touch the Lord's anointed? Even though David was the anointed of the Lord, so was Saul. Saul was the Lord's anointed. Let's keep that in mind. Just because he was not in the will of God, just because God pulled his presence from him, does not mean he wasn't God's anointed. He was still the Lord's anointed, even up to the day of his death. And Samuel said, today thou shalt be with me. Meaning, you'll be dead, but you're going to be with me. And Samuel certainly wasn't in hell. And so Saul was killed by himself. He committed suicide. We found that out a couple of months ago now, that Saul was one of the ones, one of the seven times in the Word of God that we have a suicide recorded. Either an assisted suicide or an actual suicide. And Saul's, he tried to have it assisted. He tried to get his armor bearer to do it, and his armor bearer refused, and Saul took his own life. It's not David's fault. But here, Shimei, the son of Gera, claims it. Now, let's talk about these names for a minute. I've not done a name study in a little while, and we kind of skipped over it when we saw Shimei the first time. Shimei means Jehovah is famous, or fame. His father, Gera, means enmity. So he's the famous one of the enemy, you might say. And he was famous enough to where he could command 1,000 men to come with him. That's what's going on here. Now, there's a lot behind that, but we'll get there in a minute. Shimei was... He was famous, fame of the enmity. And Shimei had a beef with David, not because David had done anything, but because Shimei was of the house of Saul. And when David came in, the house of Saul went out. And Shimei saw David as a usurper. And when things befell David of his own causation... That figures into this story too, by the way. David being the cause of this, David's sin being the cause of this, figures into this whole scenario that we're looking at here. So Shimei was famous. His father's name means enmity. Enmity. Now, I don't know how old Shimei was. I don't know how old Gera was. I do know that this is at least probably the 20th year of David's reign. So it's been at least 20 years. I say this because of Absalom's age. It's been 40 years since Goliath. We know this. And so we can figure out roughly, David is roughly 58 years old. That would be 18. If he was 18 at the death of Goliath, and then it's been 40 years, that makes him 58 years old. And he only lives to 70. That's 12 more years. If we look at that and look at it that way, we can see David reigned for 40 years. He started reigning at age 30. All right. 58 minus 30 is 28. So this is the 28th to 30th year of David's reign. All right. We're not told how old Shimei is, but say Shimei was, say he was 20. Let's just say he's 20 or in his mid-20s. Let's make it easy. Let's say he's 28. Let's say that he was born when David began to reign in Hebron. And he was a little bitty fella when Ishbosheth died. Okay? Let's say that. Now, the Bible does not tell us. I want to make that clear. I'm speculating. But I'm speculating based on real possibilities. He could very well have been 28 years old. That would have been a good age. He would have grown up around Absalom and, well, maybe not around him directly, but he would have grown up at about the same time, and he would have been of the same generation as Absalom, which means that Gera is quite likely roughly the same age David is. Okay? So Gera probably grew up in the house of Saul when he had always known Saul to be the one to reign. And as he got a little older, there was this strange boy about his age, started playing the harp, and then this strange boy killed Goliath and won the hearts of Israel. And Gera was very likely, he says, why couldn't have I been there? I could have done that. And he probably could have. He was a Benjamite. The Benjamites were famous for their slinging. If we go back to that situation with Goliath, David uses a sling and a stone, which was the very weapons the kindred of Saul were famous for using. And Gera quite possibly could have been in that elite slinging corps where there were so many men who could sling stones with either hand at an hair's breadth and not miss. Perhaps. We know he is a Benjamite. That much we know. And so being a Benjamite, he has a beef. He has a beef now with David. Again, David about the same age. Absalom about the same age as Shimei. And they're, the age that they are is about 58 years old in the case of David and possibly Gera. And then about 28, 20-something, at least 21, possibly as old as 28 for Absalom, possibly. We know he was born while David was at Hebron, and that was in the first 7 years of David's reign over Israel, was in Hebron. And that's when Absalom was born. Amnon and Adonijah and others were born at the same time. Now, this gives us some ages. It gives us some ideas. Who grew up with who? And Gera, maybe Gera was bitter. His name means enmity. And so when he was born, Saul had already received the notice and the news that God was not going to allow him to continue. That his reign would cease. and it would not be prosperous. And God had already pulled his spirit because of his disobedience. And maybe one of Saul's cousins said, "This God is at enmity with Saul." And so Gera's born. He's there. He's part of the kindred of Saul. Maybe not too close kin, but maybe pretty close kin. You know, I encourage you to look up these fellas and see what the Bible says. See what the Bible says. Search it out. I'm not going to do it for you this time. I want you to do it. Maybe a little bit later, we'll look and see who Gera was and whatnot, but not today. I want you to pick up your Bible and do some research yourself. In any case, this gives us an idea of some of the situations and relationships that are going on here. Because Shimei is famous enough, he's strong enough, he's of a family that is well off enough to where he has 1,000 soldiers coming with him. And they come to meet David. Now, what's his purpose? Why does Shimei do this? What is his purpose in doing this, in bringing 1,000? Now, had David come across and had there not been thousands with him, I have to wonder if Shimei didn't have it in the back of his mind that if David comes back and he's weak and there's not many troops with him, then we'll beat him. And we'll beat him at the fords of Jordan. I don't know. Maybe that's why David said, "Why doesn't Judah bring me back?" Maybe David understood that there was danger and he had enemies that would take opportunity of him coming across or his advance guard coming across with no backup and little support. Yeah? On the ferry boats of Jordan. Now, here we have the word ferry boat. Two words, ferry boat. That is found in this scripture. We know now. We speculated a little bit last week, but I knew this was coming up. I wanted to see if you'd read ahead and see it and holler at your radio and say, "Brother Lamar, the Bible does say it's a ferry boat." I know. I want to make sure you're paying attention. I want to make sure you're on top of it. Yeah? Keep you on your toes, as the saying goes. But this ferry boat could only handle so many at a time. If Shimei had shown up at Jordan with 1,000 men, he could have kept David from coming over. And he could have claimed the throne. Maybe that was his plan. Maybe that's what he had in mind. Maybe he really did think he could beat David. In any case, he's not really sincere, I don't believe. Now, the Bible doesn't indicate that, but based on what he does after Solomon gains the throne, and based upon how he acts here, I don't think he was real sincere, and I believe David knew this. I believe David was well aware of his hypocrisy. He had cursed David on the way out. He was tickled to death. David was leaving. And maybe he figured that he could overpower Absalom. I mean, it took him time to get these 1,000 troops up. He had 1,000 troops ready to go. No matter who came back, he figured he could beat them. And this was his opportunity to overpower the victor of this civil war between David and Absalom. And he was ready to fight. And Ziba, the servant, was with him. And this was Mephibosheth's servant. Now, Ziba had privileged access, and he knew some of the secrets of the palace and of Jerusalem because he had access through Mephibosheth to all of this. And so he's with Shimei. This tells me Shimei was getting ready to try to do a coup. And that's spelled C-O-U-P, coup. And it's French, and it means a hostile takeover. It means assassinate the king and usurp the kingdom for yourself. A coup d'etat, I think. I think that's the way it's pronounced, but coup d'etat, maybe. It's French, and I'm not French, and I never learned French in school, so if I butchered that, just forgive me, okay? And pray for me. But perhaps that was Shimei's plan. And that puts a whole different spin on what happens next, doesn't it? It does to me, at least. Shimei, he's sneaky. Shimei is sneaky. And I don't think he was prepared for what he found when he came to the Jordan. I don't think he was prepared for how quickly David would come back across and how strong he would be and how strong Judah was down there to guard him. If Shimei had as much moved a finger against David, he would have died on the spot, and all the 1,000 with him. There would have been a rout at that point. And so Shimei knows it. And so he plays on David's mercy. David is very merciful here, but then again, David knows that he messed up and God forgave him, and so he's going to forgive Shimei. He's going to be merciful to him. But then on David's deathbed, he tells Solomon, watch him. Watch him. David knew. Even though Shimei made this big speech and claimed and said, don't hold it against me, etc., etc. Even though Shimei makes this big speech, David sees through it. David sees through it. And for that matter, so does David's general, Abishai. Now, Abishai is not captain of the guard, but he is one of the heads of the army. And so he makes this statement, verse 21. But Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, answered and said, shall not Shimei be put to death for this, because he cursed the Lord's anointed? And David said, what have I to do with you, ye sons of Zeruiah, that ye should this day be adversaries unto me? Shall there any man be put to death this day in Israel? For do not I know that I am this day king over Israel? Therefore the king said unto Shimei, thou shalt not die. And the king sware unto him. Now the king promises him, I'll not put you to death. I'll not put you to death. He tells Abishai, he says, look, I'm king. That's enough punishment for this boy. That's the way I take it, at least. That's the way I take it. I take it by as long as Shimei sees that I'm alive, he's being punished. It's more punishment for him to see me reigning as king than it is for him to die. But at the same time, this does show David's heart of mercy. He's merciful. He knows God's been merciful to him. As I said last week, and I'm sure there was some people scratched their head saying, wait a minute, what do you mean David didn't pay the penalty for his sin? He wasn't being punished. He was being chastised in the sight of everyone else, lest the enemies of the Lord be given an occasion to blaspheme. That's not punishment for sin. Now, I know that goes a little bit against the grain, but the punishment for sin is death. The punishment for sin is hell. Jesus took the punishment for all sin of all time. No sin. There is no sin debt that Jesus has not paid already. Past, present, and future. He has paid it all. Jesus paid it all. The debt's paid. The penalty's paid. The punishment is paid. There is no more punishment. There is no punishment. And so we have here the interesting place where David finds himself. He is in a position to give mercy. He knows God has been merciful to him. He knows he has not paid the penalty and not really been punished for his sin. Has he suffered for it? Yes, but it's not punishment. It's not punishment. It's correction, instruction in righteousness, reproof, rebuke. But he is not paying the penalty. The penalty is death. All sin has the penalty of death in God's eyes. And folk, if we could ever get our minds wrapped around that concept that God sees all sin as worthy of death. All sin is worthy of death. You get some chastisement for doing something, and we think of it as, yeah, God's giving me a spanking for my sin. And I understand what you mean by that. But if we're not careful, we'll confuse chastisement with penalty and judgment. Our judgment is taken care of. The blood of Jesus Christ avails for our sins. Our sin has no penalty left for us because Jesus paid it. But because we sin in the flesh, and because people see us sin in the flesh, there must be chastisement. There must be. It gets complicated, I understand that. But the simple fact of it is, the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He took it. He paid it all. And David exercises mercy over Shimei. He says, nobody's going to die today, Abishai. Why should... Today's a day of rejoicing. I'm king, and don't you think I know I'm king? He's got nothing on me. And that right there was the... that probably made Shimei madder than anything else David could have possibly done. And I want to thank you for listening to the I Want to Know More podcast for this week. I Want to Know More is a podcast ministry of Brother Lamar Owen. I'm out of the Macedonia Baptist Church located in the Silverstein community of Transylvania County. You can correspond with me by emailing broadcast@lamarowen.net. Again, that's broadcast@lamarowen.net. And join us here again next week for the I Want to Know More podcast.